Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to a special Saturday edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Saturday, July 13th edition, 11-game slate on tap for you. Yep, felt like doing a little Saturday slate. 11-game slate's kind of fun, so I thought we'd bang it out this morning, be it a little half hour or less, and get you ready for the Saturday evening action around the diamond. You got some early action, five games actually earlier in the day, but 11 games to take you through the evening. Let's get through the totals. On this 11-game slate, 10 Twins, Indians, 8.5, D-backs, Cardinals, 8.5, Tigers, Royals, 8.5, Dodgers, Red Sox, 9.5, Giants, Brewers, 8.5, Nationals, Phillies, 8.5, Astros, Rangers, 10, Reds, Rockies, 14. I don't remember the last time I saw a 14, to be totally honest with you there. That is bananas. Braves, Padres, waiting on that one. It looks like Joey Lucchesi is going to make the start there. Mariners, Angels, waiting on that one as well as Matt Harvey. Might be coming back from the IL to make an appearance in that one, and he is dirt cheap. Dirt cheap for a dirt pitcher. So we'll see how that goes. But it'll be a fun one tonight. A lot of aces to target around and decide if you want to get bats, take some chances. The mid-tier is rough. Last night, the mid-tier is great. Worked out phenomenally. Tonight, not so much. So let's get into that pitching. We kick it off with the big boys. We have six guys over $10,000. You have nine guys over $9,000. So almost half the slate. There's 22 pitchers, nine of them, 9K or more. Tells you everything you need to know. All the way at the top, though, Charlie Morton, 11-8 at the Baltimore Orioles is a great play. Morton's faced him once this year, 7 innings, 1 earned, 12 Ks for 38.8 DraftKings points. He's averaging over 22 points per game on the road. Back-to-back 31-plus point performances. He's been 20 or more in eight or seven of his last nine starts. He's absolutely lights out. In a cash game, I have no problem paying up for Charlie Morton. In a GPP, if you can make it work, I got no problem. For regular listeners of the show, you know I'm not huge on paying up for pitching unless it's like a really, really good spot. This is a really, really good spot for Charlie Morton. This is what you're looking at here with Chucky. So keep an eye on him at 11-8. I believe Brendan McKay is pitching the early game against Baltimore. But keep an eye on that. Charlie Morton should be in a good spot tonight at $11,800 against the Baltimore team. It strikes out a ton. They do have a little bit of pop in that ballpark, but you can definitely take advantage of him in that one. Matt Boyd, 11-1 at Kansas City. Boyd's had a huge home run problem of late. There's no hiding that one. He's faced Kansas City twice this year, averaging 20 points per start. He's more of a cash game than a GPP play, but he does have upside. His last two starts, 26 or more DraftKings points. Prior to that, a couple 10-pointers, then 20, 20, 29, 23, 18. Very consistently good. Gets a ton of strikeouts. Ton of strikeouts when it comes to Matt Boyd. He has a 32% K rate, a 14% swinging strike rate. It is insane what Matt Boyd did. On the recent Bench with Bubba episode 187 with Bat Flip Crazy, we looked into Matt Boyd over the last month, since June and early July here. He has like an ERA over 6, but a 2-point, like I think it was 8-2 xFIP around that ballpark. So it's all about keeping the ball in the ballpark because his strikeout rate is through the roof. He's getting, like, I think it's eight or six or more Ks in every start, but it's like eight or more Ks in almost all but, like, one. He's racking them up for you. Kansas City strikes out over 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. It's a steep price tag. 11-1 for Matt Boyd is very, very steep. But there's two ways to look at that. I think that keeps a lot of people off of him. Kansas City has a 4.3 team total. Lefty's hitting 282, righty's 290 off of Boyd. When you look at Kansas City, we already mentioned the K rate around 23%. They have a 294 WOBA and a 142 ISO versus left-handed pitching, which is really, really bad. Like Jorge Soler, love it. He went deep last night, by the way. Chester Cuthbert, sneaky one. He went deep, by the way, last night as well. So there's a couple right-handed bats in that lineup you can take a look at. Hunter Dozier is definitely in play, but honestly, it's weird how he prefers righties over lefties for the most part this year. So all in all, Matt Boyd, It's risky at 11-1. I'd try to find $700 to go up to Morton, but that's a big chunk. It's not like saying find $200 to get to Morton. $700 is a good chunk of change. So Boyd at 11-1 is in play. It's just going to be hard to justify it where the ceiling has been there, but he hasn't even hit 30. Like with Leith, with Morton, his last two starts have been over 30. You know that 30-point upside's there. Boyd, he's been giving up so many long balls. Like, if you're looking for leverage plays, I've been talking to some guys in the Slack chat when they've had some questions. How do you find leverage, this, that, and the other? You know, playing Kansas City is usually a leverage play because they're low-owned. And if Boyd has any good ownership to him, it's something to keep an eye on. You can play some leverage there. But Boyd's in play. I wanted to talk about him because he's been, I don't know if unlucky is the right word. It could be the juice ball. He's given up so many fly balls of late. Over the last month period, his fly ball rate has increased quite a bit. And that's not good in this era where the ball's just flying all over the ballpark. And the weather, like, it's going to be hot everywhere. Texas is going to be almost 100 degrees, wind blowing out to right field. Cleveland, the wind's blowing in, but everywhere else it's pretty normal winds, but hot. It's like hot and humid all over the Midwest. So that ball's going to fly. There's going to be a lot of long balls, I have a feeling, today. So Boyd at 11-1 is in play. Now you drop down to some interesting ones. They're either going to be really popular because their price is cheap, or they're not going to be popular because people want to pay for bats and they don't like the matchups. But Chris Sale at 10-5 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers is very, very sneaky. Eduardo Rodriguez dealt last night, got you almost 34 DraftKings points against the Dodgers. Chris Sale averaging 22 points at home this season. His last three starts have not been good. 5.6, 18, 15. Not good, Bob. Not good. But prior to that was filthy as filthy Chris Sale could be. When you get a Dodgers team that you can try to pick on, they strike out about 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Chris Sale's a minus 170 home favorite against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Back-to-back National League champion Los Angeles Dodgers. That says a lot there. He has a 34.5% K rate of his own, a 43% ground ball rate. He's been really good. He just, again, another guy that just leaves it in the zone a little too long sometimes, gives up the long ball. So it's an issue at times. But when you look at the Dodgers, a 4.2 team total, lefties 290, righties 286 versus Sale. The Dodgers, obviously, they have a great offense, a 338 WOBA, 203 ISO versus lefties. They hit righties better than lefties, obviously, but they can hit everybody. But Chris Sale at 10-5, very, very interesting play tonight. Lastly, Aaron Nola at 10-3. The last, like, I'd say four starts, we'll say. He has 25 or more DraftKings points, 3 of 4 of 31 or more. He has looked like the Nola of old at the Mets, at Atlanta, home versus the Mets, home versus Miami. So, not world beaters, but still kind of good. 6 or more Ks in every start. He's got 2/3 or more innings. 1 earned, 0 earned, 1 earned. He has been the Aaron Nola of old. And at home tonight, against the Washington Nationals, is a very intriguing play, if you really think about it. 22% K rate for the Nats. Their offense is respectable, but Nola, 26% K rate, 49% ground ball rate. You got a Nationals team with a team total of 4.15. Lefties 287, righties 321. Aaron Nola could be a sneaky play at 10-3. Now, that's the thing with the Sale and Nola calls. They're cheaper than they usually would be, but it's because of the matchups they're in. They're in very interesting matchups. The Dodgers and the Nats are no joke, but at the same time, these pitchers are elite pitchers, and if you want to take the gamble, you can do it because the upside's huge. And that's why when I broke down Matt Boyd, Boyd's really good. He's probably in the best matchup out of, like, if you do the Boyd, Sale, Nola categories. But Sale and Nola have such a higher ceiling over Matt Boyd. And that's where you have to, you know, make your stand. Am I going here or am I not? So when I rank the four guys up top that I'm looking at, I got Charlie Morton first. I love Charlie Morton tonight. Great matchup. He's expensive as hell, though. And like, you can save $1,300 to get the Sale. You save $1,500 to get the Nola. That could be huge on a night like this where you have some big totals in play. But Morton 1, Sale 2, Boyd 3, Nola 4. But the more I start thinking about it, the more we just talked about this, I like Nola ahead of... I'm going to re-rank these right now. I ranked these last night. We're re-ranking. I got Morton 1. I got Nola 2. I got Boyd 3. I got Sale 4. But all can justifiably be in play tonight, depending on how you want to do your builds. And it can be strictly an ownership play. When you're in the QuantEdge member Discord, the ownerships get sent out later in the day. Make an ownership play on it, and then take leverage elsewhere. If one of these guys is super popular, stack against him. If Chris Sale is super popular, make a Dodgers stack. That's how you make leverage in this situation, because plus they'll be cheap. So that's where I'm looking at top. Morton, Nola, Boyd, Sale right now. All right, the mid-tier is rough. It's really, really rough. But John Means at $8,400 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays, I like quite a bit. John Means has been outstanding. Of late, a 1.6 ERA at home. He's faced Tampa twice this year, averaging 17 points per start. The All-Star has 18 or more DraftKings points in five of his last six starts. He's been very, very good. That's been against some tough competition at home and on the road. So a lot to like there with John Means. Against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays have some good bats versus lefties, but keep an eye on Means at 84 as an option for you. Jake Odorizzi coming off the IL at 7,700 at the Cleveland Indians. Odorizzi's faced them once this year, six innings, one earned, 11 Ks for 32 points. Much better at home than on the road this year, but still, all in all, there's a lot to like here. His last two road starts are rough, but prior to that, a 27, a 33, a 20 on the road. So he can get it done on the road. The strikeout upside with Odorizzi. Facing this Cleveland team. Cleveland hit strikes at almost 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Odorizzi gives up a lot of fly balls, and that's been his bugaboo for sure. But and Cleveland has a 4.5 team total. Lefties 284, righties 325 versus Odorizzi. Indians' bats are heating up, so it's not a play I'm in love with, but definitely an option at 7,700. And lastly, Julio Teheran at 6,600 at the San Diego Padres. I have a feeling he'll be a little popular. He's been better at home than on the road. A 4.6 road ERA compared to 2.66 at home. He gets San Diego seven innings, four earned, eight Ks for 20 DraftKings points. And that's the thing, is their strikeout upside against it's San Diego, and that's what we're shooting for. But it's really risky with Teheran. It's either all or nothing with Julio, and those Padres bats can be pesky. So keeping that in mind, they do strike out over 26% of the time, though. Julio, 21% K rate, almost a 41% ground ball rate. You got a Padres team with a team total we're waiting on, obviously. The lefties 336, righties 330 off Teheran, but only a 311 wOBA for the Padres versus right-handed hitting. So Teheran at 66 is interesting. So in this three-pack I got here, I got Means 1, Teheran 2, Odorizzi 3. And then lastly, if we're going full, let's just screw it and punt. If you have the balls to take on the Angels what they did last night with the Tyler Skaggs tribute, the combined no-no, Mike Trout going bananas, his mom throwing out the first pitch, everything about last night was you couldn't have wrote a script in Hollywood. There's no Hollywood writer that could have wrote that. That was absolutely amazing. It just proves why baseball is such a great sport, why I've loved baseball forever. There's something about it that brings people together, brings light out of a really horrible situation. And it was great to watch them do that. But they got to get back out on the field tonight. And you never know, the emotions were pouring last night for those guys. And I'm not saying they're not going to ramp up. I think they'll be just fine tonight. But at the same time, I think they had a little bit extra going for them last night. And if you believe in that kind of stuff, then sure, if not, so be it. But that was damn impressive, what they did last night. That was very, very awesome to see. And still gives me chills talking about it now. It was just really cool watching that take place. It's why sports, why baseball is a great thing. But on the diamond tonight, Wade LeBlanc is $5,800 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's faced them once this year, six innings, two earned, eight Ks for 25 DraftKings points. He's averaging 13 points on the road. And at $5,800, he's got you 14 or more DraftKings points in three of his last four. In like six of his last eight, he's got you at least 14. If you can give me that at 6K on a slate like this, it allows me to get a big-time pitcher and some bats, I'm really considering it. I know the Angels are really sneaky good. They're playing good ball. All those things considered. They only strike out 18% of the time. LeBlanc's not a big K guy. 17% K rate. But there's something to like about this situation there. Lefties 320, righties 360 off LeBlanc. The Angels are 320 wOBA, 182 ISO. It's both very good versus lefties. So, of course, at $5,800, it's not a sure thing. There's no hiding that at all. But it is an option. Or, if you want to save $1,200, this is how bad the slate is if you're not paying up for pitching. You just say, screw it. We're going YOLO up in this biatch. And we're going Matt Harvey at $4,600. He got shelled in his last start before he left with his back injury by the Twins. Got shelled. But prior to that, 18-5 against Kansas City, 12-8 against Baltimore. Shelled against Houston, but the 24-10.5. He's $4,600. There's going to be 30 bats, at least, that are more expensive than Matt Harvey tonight. He's $4,600. He went 3 1/3 innings in his last rehab start. If he gives you 4 or 5 tonight, that's great. Hopefully 5 or more. The Mariners strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Harvey had a 41% ground ball rate before he went down. When you look at Seattle, Harvey lefties 419, righties 375. That's terrifying. The Angels have a 325 wOBA, a 187 ISO versus righties. That's pretty good. It's a terrifying situation. But at $4,600, if he just finds that double-digit mark and has upside to it, it's tremendous, and he opens up everything for your bats. So I got LeBlanc 1, Harvey 2, but I could argue that Harvey might take the upper hand. Just got $1,200. Could be humongous when it comes to savings. All right, when you recap your pitching real quick, I got Morton 1, Nola 2, Boyd 3, Sale 4. In the middle, Means, Tehran, Odorizzi. Down below, LeBlanc and Matt Harvey. All right, let's get into the bats on this 11-gamer. Starting at the catcher's position. You got the likes of Kristen Vasquez, went deep again last night. But Omar Narvaez at 44, if you're not playing Harvey, is a pretty solid look for you there in that matchup. Roberto Perez versus Odorizzi is not bad. I try to get to Narvaez or go down, but it is interesting because righties usually Odorizzi pretty well at 4K. Is interesting for sure. But like Jason Castro at 38 versus Bauer, it's a good GPP play because Bauer has given up a lot of loud contact. So something you can try to pick on there in a GPP. Or you go down to like Buster Posey at 35. I mentioned him a few times lately. And at the price point, he hit a granny last night. He's averaging 9 points over his last 10. He's not great, but in that ballpark, you got to think about this with the Giants. You can't look at their overall numbers all the time because of where they play most of their games in AT&T. You put him in that ballpark against a pitcher like Zach Davies, and there's a little more appeal when it comes to the Gigantes tonight. By no means am I saying they're a world beater at the top stack. They still have a 4.1 team total. They're second lowest on the slate, so there's no making cutesies there. But lefty's 363, righty's 312 off of Zach Davies. You could really try to take advantage of something like this. Davies, he has a 16% carry, lots of contact when it comes to Zach Davies on the mound. So Buster Posey at 3,500 is an option for you in that matchup. See what Anaheim catchers are catching with Kevin Smith at 35. You got an option there with Lucroy on the IL. A few others here. Matty Wieters, I'm not running to play that, but he got the job done last night, 1-for-3 with a solo bomb. He's facing Merrill Kelly, who, if you are going to get to him, you're going to get to him with left-handed bats. They have a 4.4 team total. Lefty's 363, righty's 331 versus Merrill Kelly. Kelly much better at home than on the road. So Wieters at 32, not the worst play you can make by any means. He is worth a target if you're going a little cheaper. And then when you get below 3K, it's all about seeing what lineups come out because there will be options that pop up throughout the day, even like maybe Josh Tolle or Tyler Molle versus Chris Sale. If you just want to say, screw it, I'm going there. Maybe Sandy Leon gets to start versus Stripling for 25. There's going to be a bunch of options down here that you can mix and match with. Our boy John Hicks will be down here. Jeff Mathis is 2K. There's options if you want to go to full punt once lineups come out on Saturday night. First base, Yandy Diaz versus Means is intriguing. I do respect the hell out of Means, but Yandy Diaz, if you are targeting Means at 48, it's worth a look. You go down to some other ones like Pablo Sandoval. If you're stacking the Giants, he's a good play, but otherwise you're not going there. Dietrich and Coors at 46 just because it's Coors only. It's the only reason I'm going there. But you go down to the likes of, say, Carlos Santana at 45. He went deep yesterday. Get Odorizzi tonight. Joey Votto and Coors. Daniel Murphy and Coors is a great play. I liked him yesterday at his price point. He went deep, 24 DraftKings points. He was 3-for-4 yesterday. 24 points. He gets Tanner Roark tonight. He's only $4,300. That's stupid cheap. He should be a popular play, and for valid reasons, there's no hiding that. The Rockies have a 7.2 team total. 7.2. The Reds have a 6.8. If you're playing the early slate, the Yankees have a 7.2 versus Clayton Richards. But when you're looking at Colorado versus Tanner Roark, lefties are hitting 407. Righties 264. So when you look at a guy like Daniel Murphy at $4,300, that's pretty outstanding. Yeah, Yuli Gurriel hit his 10th homer in his last 12 games last night. He's $4,300. I can get behind $4,300 versus Mike Minor. I will respect the hell out of Mike Minor. But like I mentioned, in Texas, the wind's blowing out about 12 miles an hour to right field, and it's going to be near 100 degrees. The ball is going to be flying out of Arlington tonight. And I respect the hell out of Minor, but Houston's got a 5.15 team total. Lefty's 256, righty's 303. Yuli at 43, first base, third base eligible, is now in play for me. I can totally get behind that. So that's something I can do. 5,400, I couldn't do. 43, yes. Farther down you look here, you got the likes of Dan Vogelbach. If you aren't playing Harvey, Vogie at 4,200. Very, very solid for you in that one. Brandon Belt at 4K versus Davies has some upside. Eric Hosmer at 4K as well has a little appeal to it in that matchup. Other than that, there isn't too much standing out there. Paul Goldschmidt still only 37. I'm going to keep plugging that GPP train while you can. But, hey, I mentioned it yesterday on the show. He's first base, third base eligible. The lefties yesterday were in play for the D-backs against Waino, but Waino got scrubs with Ponce de Leon and company. But you got Jake Lamb on the $3,600. He went deep last night. You got Dakota Hudson on the bump tonight. When you look at Arizona, 4.1 team total, but lefties are hitting 401 off Dakota Hudson, righties 292. So Jake Lamb, not a must-play at all, but 3,600. If you're looking to punt in a GPP, there's definite upside in that matchup. Second base, Dietrich mentioned him already in a GPP. Ketel Marte, though, I liked him a lot yesterday. He went to Ding Dong City. He's second base outfield tonight. He's 45, and he's very much in play again for you in that matchup versus Dakota Hudson and the St. Louis Cardinals. Going down farther, though, GPP only Ruben Odor just because of that matchup and that hitting environment is going to be wild. Very wild. Miley, very good on the road or at home, not so much on the road. And when you look at Wade Miley, he's got some reverse splits going for him. Lefties hit him just fine. Whit Merrifield at 42 is not bad versus Matt Boyd. I don't love it, but don't hate it. Scooter Gennett left with the shits last night. He had food poison right before the game. But Ryan McMahon put a big goose egg last night, but 4K tonight in Coors versus Tanner Roark. That's a nice cheapie you can take a look at. Brock Holton only 3,900 versus Stripling. I like that as a good upside play. Keston Hira went deep last night, $3,800. Good matchup here versus Mad Bum. I respect Mad Bum, but you can still get to Mad Bum. He's not the lights out guy like he used to be. They have a 4.4 team total. Lefties hitting 272, righties 347 versus Mad Bum. So a guy like Keston Hira, very much in play for you this evening. A few others to take a look at. Jose Altuve, I've been loving his price tag. He's like 44 yesterday. He went deep. Facing Mike Minor tonight, he's only $3,600. I'm telling you, Minor's very good. But this hitting environment, like, and you're getting values here, he could shut him out. There's no hiding that. Look at Sonny Gray last night. He shut down the Rockies in a great hitting environment. That's baseball. But if you want to take advantage of some value, these Astros are cheap. And Jose Altuve at $3,600 is stupid cheap. Really stupid cheap. Jason Kipnis at 35, very much in play for you as well as a punt. If you're going down here, you've got like Lewis Ringifo at only 34 versus Wade LeBlanc. Good value down there as well. So you got a few options down here at the second base position if you want to save some cash. But that Altuve stands out like a sore thumb. Third base. Hey, guess what happened last night, Quick Hits listeners? Rafael Devers went deep again. He's in a great spot versus Stripling tonight, $5,600. So go get yourself some Rafi if you're paying up at the position. If not, you save $300. You get Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty at Coors Field. Freeland making his return from the minors. He got just destroyed earlier this year, especially at home. Goes to the minors, pitches well. They're bringing him back. First game back from the minors. Eugenio Suarez might greet him with at least one home run to that at $5,300. Eduardo Escobar at 5K is not bad. I try to get the extra $300 or $600 go to Suarez or Devers. Or you go down $100 to Nolan Arenado against Tanner Roark, which is a great play as well. Going down farther, Evan Longoria is on fire at $4,500. If you want to get weird, you can go there. That's just if you want to get weird, though. Don't run to play Evan Longoria. That's just if you want to get weird. Yuli Gurriel at 43. Machado at only 42 is a really good play. Third base shortstop eligible. I liked him versus Keuchel. He went deep yesterday. Facing Tehran tonight, still a decent play at 42. Don't love it as much as last night, but still a very solid play at 4,200. Josh Donaldson, double dong last night. We love Donaldson versus lefties. Lucchesi's really good, but 4K for Donaldson in that matchup does have appeal to it. Same with Jose Ramirez at 39. So basically so far at these positions, there's good value in the low fours and the mid to high threes that can allow you to get some pitching on this slate. You can definitely make stuff work if you do it right. Heimer Candelario, or you got David Fletcher at 39, which is not bad. But Heimer Candelario at $3,800 versus Brad Keller is a very solid play. We mentioned yesterday how hot Candelario's been since coming off the IL. Lots to like there. Detroit's got a 4.2 total. Lefties 362, righties 342 versus Brad Keller. And we look at Keller, only a 16% K rate, so he's getting up a lot of contact. About a 35-40% fly ball rate, 38% hard contact rate. So there's a lot to like there with Candelario at $3,800 for some savings in that matchup versus Brad Keller. Marwin Gonzalez only $3,600 versus Trevor Bauer. That's got some savings for you. Jake Lamb at 36. It's definitely some mixing and matching you can do at the position. Shortstop, you got Fernando Tatis Jr. at 55, Story at 52, Bogaerts at 5K, all good plays. Lindor at 49. If I got to rank him up top, I kind of like Story, Bogaerts, then Tatis, Lindor. That's where I'd be looking at the boys up top. But if you're going down, Dansby Swanson does hit lefties extremely well. Again, Lucchesi, not a dog lefty, but still a lefty you can target. Atlanta's got a team total that we're waiting for. But lefties 225, righties 314 off Joey Lucchesi. So keep an eye on the Bravos in that matchup. Swanson at 44. Going down, Polanco in a GPP at 43 versus Bauer. I can get behind him. Machado at 42. I'd rather go there than Polanco at 43. Cheaper, Nico Goodrum at 39 against Brad Keller. A decent value if you're looking to go that way. So is Andrelton Simmons at 38 versus LeBlanc. And J.P. Crawford at 39 versus Harvey. So again, more pretty good looks there below 4K. Willie Adames at 35 if you're looking to punt. Don't hate that at all. Luis Rengifo again at 34 in play for you as well. And then Mauricio Dubon at 32 for the Brewers against Bumgarner if you want to go full punt. Outfield, Charlie Blackmon is a great play for Stanwerk, a great play at 5,500. So is Yasiel Puig at 53, Trout at 52. All phenomenal plays, all phenomenal. Pretty much depends on how you're stacking things up. You get Mookie Betts below 5K at 49. I like that a lot as well. Nelly Cruz is okay, but I like that Betts play at 49. Going down farther, JD Martinez at 48, very much in play as well. Don't sleep on Joey Gallo. I said the same thing yesterday. He went deep. Another good play at 48 versus Wade Miley. Ronald Acuna Jr. went deep last night. He's 47. You got Springer and Jordan Alvarez. Jordan double-donged last night, both 4,700 versus Minor. That's GPP eligibility for you there. Avisel Garcia versus a lefty at 46. We like that quite a bit. If you're not playing Aaron Nola, Juan Soto is very intriguing in the GPP at 46. Very, very intriguing in that matchup. You got Nick Senzel at 46 in Coors. You can get behind that. David Dahl went deep last night. Hopefully that little rest over the All-Star break will help the kid out and get his bat going again. 45 for Dahl is a very, very good price tag versus Tanner Roark, so you can take advantage of that one. Few other ones for you tonight. Max Kepler in a GPP, 44. Bryce Harper at 43, probably not running to play that. But you got like Jesse Winker or Philip Irvin in Coors at 4,300 each. Those could be nice cheapies for a piece of Coors action for you right there. Michael Brantley can't hit lefties. He's 43, so don't sleep on that one. Austin Slater went deep yesterday. Kevin Pillar swinging a good stick. They're both 42 if you want to get weird. The Giants, I just keep gravitating to them for some reason. I'm just not a Zach Davies believer. He put way too many balls in play. And in that ballpark, a lively ballpark like that, that can come back to haunt you. Nick Castellanos at 41 versus Brad Keller is very, very much in play. 1-for-4 last night, put up 11 points against Danny Duffy and company last night against Keller tonight. 4,100 is worth a stab in the dark for that one. Malik Smith versus Harvey at 41, especially he's leading off. That's a decent play as well. Farther down you look, though, you get below 4K now. You got Jackie Bradley Jr. at 39, good upside play in that one. Again, Nico Goodrum at 39, you can get behind there. GPP only, Nomar Mazara or Delanita Shields, both below 4K, and that hitting environment is a great piece of savings to get a piece of that action. Ryan Braun mashes lefties. He's been having a rough go, but he admitted he was hurt, but he put up 18 points last night, first game off that big break. 2-for-4 with a double, 2 ribeyes, 2 runs scored for Braun. Does he love hitting lefties, so keep him in mind tonight. And then other than that, like Victor Robles, GPP only. You got like Dexter Fowler, Adam Jones, GPP type plays. Marvin Gonzalez at 36. Jorge Soler at 36 versus Matt Boyd's a very good GPP play, like very, very good. If you're not using Matt Boyd at that price point, lots of savings for you there. So check lineups. There's actually a lot of savings on the slate to help you pay up for pitching, which is going to make things even more interesting. Like you can punt and get the Coors of the world and all that good stuff, or you can take some value plays and make things interesting. So don't hate that at all. Recapping your pitching real quick up top, you got Morton, Nola, Boyd, Sale. In the middle, Means, Tejeron, Odorizzi. Down below, LeBlanc and Harvey. If you're stacking it up on the slate, you can obviously do the Angels or the Mariners, both in great spots there versus LeBlanc and Harvey. I think the Seattle team is a little sneakier versus Harvey and company, but both okay plays in that respect. But you're obviously looking at Colorado against Tanner Roark and Cincinnati versus Kyle Freeland, both smash spots tonight. Really, really good spots. Or you can pivot to Boston. I think Houston's a very sneaky pivot because Mike Minor's a great pitcher, but Houston in that hitting environment in Texas versus Wade Miley, I think that's a Houston and Texas, great pivots off of Coors Field. Definitely do some damage there. And it's kind of a mix and match. There's a lot of ways to go on this late slate. BVPing it up here on this 11-gamer. Hopefully we have some good stuff to look at. Lindor, 6-for-17, 3 doubles, 2 homers off of Odorizzi. Ramirez taking him deep twice as well. Nelly Cruz, 7 for 14, two doubles and a homer off Bauer. Polanco, 6 for 26, two doubles and three homers. Max Kepler, 11 for 34, two doubles and three homers. Scope, 6 for 17. So some decent numbers for the Twins versus Bauer. Merrifield, 13 for 31, five doubles and a triple versus Matt Boyd. That was intriguing. A few others for you here. Ryan Brana, 11 for 37, four doubles and two homers off of Mad Bum. Keep that in mind, as we just talked about him a second ago. Gene Segura, 7 for 14, two doubles off Patrick Corbin. Anthony Rendon, 12 for 35, two doubles, two homers off Nola. Kendrick, Gomes, Soto, and Zimmerman have all taken Nola deep. A few others for you here. There's Drubo Cabrera, 6 for 20, double and a triple off of Miley. George Springer, 9 for 20, two doubles and a homer off Minor. Yuli Gurriel's got 7 for 18 with a double and two homers off of him. Altuve, 5 for 17 with a double. As a team, they're at 292 off Minor, 365 WOBA, 200 ISO. That's not bad, folks. Jose Peraza, 4 for 8 with a double and a homer off Kyle Freeland. Puig's taking him deep twice, 4 for 12. Franmil Reyes, Eric Hosmer, and Will Myers all have two home runs off of Julio Teheran. D. Gordon, 8 for 16 off Matt Harvey. Malik Smith's even taking Harvey deep, so tells you a lot there. And there you have it. Quick Hits in the books for this Saturday special edition of Quick Hits. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. Go check out thequantedge.com. Right now, you can get the rest of the MLB season package for $10 off, $49.99 by using promo code Bubba. Or if you're going to just dive in, NFL DFS season package for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba. You get the rest of MLB free as well. I highly recommend that. They crushed it last year. It's even better this year. The products just exploded. They picked up Power Hour DFS. Lots to like there. So use promo code Bubba. Get the rest of the NFL, or get the whole NFL package for $149.99. Get the rest of MLB free. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Hope you guys have a great weekend. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Saturday, July 13th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.